Two queues in the villages of Birmingham. These two snapshots keep queuing up in my mind lately, so I have to own up to the lessons they are attempting to teach me. I do not yet know what they mean, but they are begging to be set free. Here they are. First cue. I am standing in line behind two women at the thrift store checkout counter. I forget the old maxim that states, the short line is always the slowest. Now I remember. These two customers are standing next to shopping carts, piled head high with dozens of items, mostly clothing and shoes and household goods. The patient and unapologetic clerk takes her time, methodically examining each item, entering a price in the register, calling for help from above when something is not priced, removing hangers, carefully rolling everything into bunches to be stuffed into white plastic bags, which the women move to the side in a protected heap. This is taking a long time, and my patience is beginning to become impatience. But on this particular day, I remind myself that I can either enjoy this experience or make myself miserable. I opt to relax and observe. The petite women are very happy with their purchases and seem proud of their trove. After a while, they look at the total tab, pull out rolls of cash, and pay for everything in full. They leave the shop, laden with goodies, and heading for a waiting van. The clerk begins totaling my purchases while I ask her what all that clothing at one time is all about. They're sending everything to their families in Mexico, she said, for the first time smiling. Oh, I say, feeling a bit ashamed of myself for being fidgety. I leave the shop, wondering what those families will feel when they receive all these super gifts, what their expressions will be like as they sport their new old togs in a village far away from this particular Alabama village. Second cue. I am again in line behind two women whose carts are brimming with clothing and household stuff and baby items. The mail clerk is slowly handling each item, removing hangers, making ad hoc bargains for those unmarked, focusing on doing a proper job. The women are chatting merrily. The first in line pays the clerk and remains at the counter while her companion begins handling and handing things to the cashier. Suddenly, loud, funky, and fun music emanates from her purse as she gropes for wallet and phone. I look over her bent head at the first customer, and we spontaneously grin at each other, which inspires me to start faking some dance moves. She starts undulating too, and her friend is now multitasking, taking in the dance, counting her money, and answering her call. We can hear the male voice at the other end of the line. Where are you? He barks. At the Piggly Wiggly, she answers, causing her, the other customer, the clerk, and me to crack up while stifling our guffaws. How much you spending? He snarls. Oh, nothing, she grins. The conversation is over. The dance is done. The chuckles are mollified. The merchandise is paid for. The women leave. The clerk and I watch them leave, each of us making up a sequel to a story we will never actually see. I pay up, lift my bags, wish the cashier a great weekend. He returns salutations. I head from this village to the next village, ready for the next adventure.